Welcome to Peace, Health, and Joy with Diana Wallace, a designated space in your life to receive encouragement, equipping, empowerment, and hopefully even entertainment. You guessed it, with that alliterative intro for ease, I'm a former pastor's wife and homeschool mom. But also, I've been a holistic wellness coach specializing in mysterious, hopeless situations by actively partnering with the Holy Spirit in my work since 2006. If you're looking for a unique approach to integrating wellness of spirit, soul, and body from a Christian perspective, you are in the right place. My southern accent shares my Arkansas roots, but these days my home is in Alaska. I'm tickled pink for you to join me today. Let's get started. So welcome back to the Peace, Health, and Joy podcast. I am your host, Diana Wallace, and I am tickled pink to be with you today. And so today what I'm going to do, we're actually going to do something a little different than what I mentioned in the last episode, because after I recorded that, I thought, you know what? We're not done with that. We're not done with that. And so cool thing is we're going to take the time that we need to take to do the work that we need to do. And so what we're going to do in this episode is actually going to be what I'm going to call a forgiveness activation. So in the last episode, honestly, I got a little bit carried away with the bull riding stories. Yes, there were two of them. So if you haven't listened, you may want to go back and listen to that. But the whole point of both bull riding stories had to do with forgiveness. And so I feel like as we got into the topic in the last episode, we covered some important things, but there's just a little bit more, which actually makes a really big difference. And so I wanted to share with you a couple things that I know I left out from the last episode, but today what I want to do on this episode is actually activate you into walking through a forgiveness prayer. And it is my hope that this episode right here will become a resource that you go back to, that you listen to again and again and again as you begin and pursue your own personal forgiveness journey. So in the last episode, we talked about, you know, forgiveness and forgiving other people is a gift you give yourself, or forgiving yourself is a gift you give yourself. And we will get to that in the next episode, forgiving yourself. We talked about how forgiveness does not mean that what the person did, like if you choose to forgive them, this does not mean that what they did is okay. It does not mean that there were no consequences. It does not mean that you're going to be in relationship with them again or for the first time ever. No. Sometimes we need to have healthy boundaries between ourselves and other people, either until they can get their own healing or for however long it takes. But what I didn't get to in the last episode was this, and this is so important, two things. One, forgiveness isn't something we do when we feel like it. If we wait until we feel like forgiving somebody, it might not ever happen. It might never, ever happen if we wait until we feel like it. That's important for us to keep in mind. Forgiveness is not something that I'm in the mood to forgive so-and-so, so I'm going to do it today. The truth is, you may never be in the mood to forgive somebody. It makes me think of years ago, I was meeting with a client. We were working through her forgiveness list, which I'll talk more about here in just a moment. We were working through her list together, and she was gaining ground. We were making progress. Excuse me. It was so exciting. And then there was a situation There was a situation that was on her list, something she knew she wanted to and needed to forgive. And we would come to this point and she would go, no, I'm just not ready yet. And I'm like, okay. And so the first few times, you know, we just kind of skipped along and waited. I thought she'll be ready at some point. And it was a situation in which her husband had betrayed her and it had been very hurtful to her, as it would be. And so she was so hurt by his betrayal that she did not want to forgive him because she wanted to always be able to wield this thing over him. Remember what you did, you dirty, dirty dish rag, you, right? It makes me think of a country music song by Garth Brooks back in like the 90s. And it was, you know, we bury the hatchet, but we leave the handle sticking out. The whole concept there is we might say, I'm going to bury the hatchet. I'm going to let go of the pain and the meanness that I might feel towards you. I'm just going to drop it. But also I'm going to go ahead and leave that handle sticking out just in case I need to pull that thing out and wield it over you in the future and remind you of what you did, you awful, rascally scoundrel, you. Okay. So we kept coming to this point with this client. She was like, no, I'm leaving the handle sticking out. And I'm like, oh my goodness, Sister Cat. Sister Cat is like a generic phrase for like any woman ever that I'm talking to. And I probably didn't really say that to her, but I was like, you know, this is not hurting him. The part where you're still mad at him, it doesn't really hurt him, but it is affecting you. She was having some significant health issues. And she knew, and I felt certain, that this leaving the handle sticking out was affecting her body's ability to release so it could receive healing. She just couldn't do it. And you know what? She never did. The whole time we were working together, we'd go through everything else on her forgiveness list, and she just couldn't come to that place where she would release his debt to her, where she would drop it. Where she would stop drinking the poison and waiting for the other person to die. Oh no, she was just going to keep drinking it. She was just going to keep hanging on to the poison of bitterness that literally she even knew it was affecting her. And that can happen. So it's important for us to know it doesn't change what happened when we decide to forgive. It doesn't make it right. Doesn't mean that the other person's going to be in our lives. Doesn't mean we're ever even going to feel like it. It means, doggone it, there's something to this forgiveness thing. And what if we give it a go? What if we give it a try? What if it actually makes the difference that Diana girl on the podcast was talking about? And so it has to do with making a choice, making a decision. And then I'm going to share with you a little bit about how the process works that I lead my clients through. And it has to do with getting a fresh notebook. Like, okay, so here in Alaska, we don't have TJ Maxx. It's kind of sad, but we don't have TJ Maxx. But if you're in the lower 48 or in another part of the world that has a TJ Maxx, it's like my favorite place to go get a cute notebook. But also you can go on Amazon. Okay, get yourself a cute notebook. A notebook that you're not going to use for any other purpose. This is going to be yours. And it probably doesn't need to be super thick. And then you're going to make a list. And on this list, you're going to write down, yes, everyone that you need to forgive, but not just like, oh, I need to forgive my mom. Okay, that's like universal. Everyone needs to forgive their mom for something. Okay, my daughter needs to forgive her mom for something. It just happens. Okay. But not just generically. Not just, I need to forgive my mom. I want to forgive my dad. I need to forgive my grandpa. I need to forgive my cat, you know, whatever. No, specifically, what is it that happened, a specific situation that you need to forgive? I need to forgive my mom for that day at the top of the stairs where we were both screaming at each other. I need to forgive her and I need to forgive myself. Write it down. This is the thing. This is what I need to forgive. This is the person. And then leave a blank space for what the Holy Spirit shows you about that situation. So first step get a notebook. Second step, start a list. The name of the person, what they did, and leave a space for what the Holy Spirit says about it. And if it's okay with you, I'm going to let you know after you write your list, like give yourself some time. Give yourself more time than you think you need. When I first did this activity back in 2010, so, you know, I was a pastor's wife. I had been a naturopath for 4 years at that point. And I was kind of like, in some ways, I had some Pollyanna tendencies, okay? I'm just like, I'm naturally optimistic. God's given me an extra measure of faith that maybe not everything's going to be okay, but He's going to be with me through it, okay? So I'm just like, okay, you know, everything's going to be okay. Or if it's not okay, God's going to be with me, but somehow we're going to get through it and it's going to be okay. I know. It can probably seem a little annoying, especially if you're like an Enneagram 6 or something. But write your list. And then you're going to set aside some time by yourself. And you're going to work on this. Oh, yes, where I was headed with that a moment ago. When I started my first list in 2010, I thought, this is going to take like 5 seconds. I have like no one I need to forgive. I love everyone. I love people. I just have the love of the Lord in my heart for everybody. But then I prayed, Holy Spirit, will you bring to mind not only the people and the situations that are coming to my mind on my own, but will you bring to my mind every memory that still has pain in it? Will you bring that back to my mind? And so as I started my list thinking, I'm like 8 to 12, I'll have 8 to 12 people tops because I love people. The next thing you know, it filled up a page and then another page and then kind of got into another page. And I think initially I had like 68 people on that list, 68 people in specific situations that when I got still and was present and just let the Holy Spirit bring things to mind, because I'm like, I want to dig in. I want to go back. I want to get caught up on this forgiveness thing. And then ongoing, it can be something that I just practice every day, every day. And you know what? Actually, every single day since then, there is new material. Whether it is the person who jumps out in front of me in their car and I'm like, I gotta, you know, stop real quick. Or if it's somebody on a bicycle that happens to just jump out in front of me in heavy traffic, or, oh my goodness, it could be anything, right? The person in the express checkout line, which I know we don't even have this anymore, but I'm telling you, we still did back in 2010, 11 and 12. And it was supposed to be like 8 items and they had like 70,000 items, or not really, but they had at least, you know, 14. I would get so offended by that. So I'm over that now. That kind of thing doesn't bug me anymore, but it used to. So I wrote down every little thing. There was a lot more than I thought there would be. And then I got still. I got by myself. My husband and daughter literally left the house for me to start working through this process on my own. In hindsight, I would have invited him to go through this process with me. But honestly, we were a few months apart on this process. I went through it first, and then he was like, whoa, I have a new wife. I want to do what she's doing. I want that. But he wasn't ready right away. He's kind of like, okay, girl, go for it. I support you. I bless you. Go for it. And it was just a little while before he realized, hey, there's something in that for me too. So here is a prayer. Now, I want you to know this prayer is also referenced in the Healthy Body book, 12 Principles for Peace, Health, and Crazy Joy, which is where the name of this podcast came from. Peace, health, and joy. Those are my words. That is my life. Do I feel peaceful all the time? No. Honestly, I'm telling you, the last, gosh, seriously, like the last 6 years have been like humdingers, okay? And like, it's just been a bunch of stuff. It's been a bunch of stuff. It was losing my husband to cancer. Our only child got married and moved 3,000 miles away. So my nest was full on empty. I my goodness, I got into another relationship and then got married, moved across the country, you know, in the middle of all that, COVID happened. That situation ended up being not healthy for me. And so, and then my mom, who had had some health issues, developed a rapidly developing dementia and a cancer diagnosis. All of the marriage and all that stuff started happening at the same time. Okay. Like, that was a lot. Did I feel completely peaceful through the whole thing? No, I felt like completely freaked out part of the time. And at the same time, there was a deep abiding peace that I knew. I don't feel this right now. Honestly, in our Christian faith, we do ourselves a massive disservice when we are not willing to be honest with ourselves to feel the pain. We get into this, oh, I just don't have any negative thoughts at all. I'm just amazingly in love with Jesus. And it's like, I'm amazingly in love with Jesus too. And when stuff happens and it hurts, it hurts. It takes a minute for my body, for your body to get regulated again. Jesus was regulated all the time, okay? The people around him were not. Why? Well, he was Jesus. There's only one Jesus. The rest of us are actual full-on mortals, okay? He changes us forever, and we're still mortals. So all that to say, I don't feel 1,000% peaceful all the time, but I always know I'll get back to peace. Did my health take a hit? My health took a hit during that season. It surely did. Was there joy? There was always a deep abiding joy, but I'm telling you, that was a lot to deal with. Ultimately, last year in 2023, I went through a divorce, like a divorce. Last person on the planet who would ever have expected to ever go through a divorce. That actually happened. And my mom died 2 months later, 2 months and 1 day later. And it was like, that was a lot. But in between the divorce and my mom dying, I actually moved to Alaska. That actually happened. That was a lot of craziness right there in one short period of time. Was there peace, health, and joy? It was in there, but it's like, it takes a minute to express it. And I'm just going to share that with you. Like, I'm a real person. I'm a real person. I've been through real life stuff. And man, there's a lot of fun stuff in the world. And there is hard stuff. And we will go through hard things. We just will. And when we do, we can hang on to our faith knowing God is with us. I'm telling you, He isn't just like standing there holding your hand going, okay, girl, we're going to get through this. He will carry you through it. He will drag your stuff through it. Okay. He will get you through it. You will get through it. If you are in a valley right now, if you are in a dark place, if you're in any one of those situations I just mentioned, losing someone to cancer, feeling the sadness of an empty nest, going through a divorce. My gosh, that's an awful situation. Watching somebody die through dementia, navigating a cross-country move, whatever it is, you can know God is like hot smack dab in the middle of it with you. He's on your side. He is moving stuff around on your behalf. Joy will return. Joy will return. Peace is there for you. That peace that surpasses understanding, it is there for you. And yeah, your health, you'll get your health back. You will. All right. So let's talk about this forgiveness prayer. I keep alluding to it. I want to share this with you. This is the activation part that I hope you'll come back to time and time and time again. So however long we've been going, pay attention to the time right here, because this is the part you'll want to come back to. It would be my honor to walk with you through your forgiveness list. You can just come back and play this part of the video as many times as you need to. I am here for it. Okay. So here's how the prayer goes. I like to read through this before I walk someone through it the first time, because I don't know about you, but when someone's like, repeat after me, I'm like, no, I want to know what you're going to say first, because I want to be intentional with my words. And we'll talk about that in a future episode. That's like a big deal. But I'm going to read this to you first, and then I'm going to walk you through it, okay? So I'm going to read it to you, then I'm going to ask you, I'm going to invite you, and you may be thinking about this even while I read through this. Be thinking about something that has happened to you before that was painful. Painful. It hurt. Somebody did something to you and it hurt. There's a different prayer for praying to forgive yourself. We'll actually get to that in a couple weeks. But here's the forgiveness prayer. Heavenly Father, I purpose and choose to forgive the person for what they did. And you're going to be specific. I release them. I'm telling you that right there is powerful. We are purposing and choosing to forgive them. We release them. They're released. They're free. They aren't. I'm hushing. I'm reading. Oh, I release them and cancel their debt to me. In the name of Jesus, I cancel all Satan's authority over me in this memory because it is forgiven and I am free. Holy Spirit, heal my heart and show me the truth about this situation. And at this point, we stop and I'm quiet for about a minute or so. And I just encourage you, have your eyes closed unless you're driving, don't do that. But when we're working through this activation together, for you to just be quiet and have your eyes closed and just let the Holy Spirit minister to you. So something happens, okay? Nothing happens till we pray, but when we pray, we can expect something is changing. I believe that. If I didn't believe that, I wouldn't waste my time praying. But I believe that when we pray, things are moving in the heavenlies on our behalf. And so when we pray and we go through the prayer together and then we get quiet, a few things could happen. It could be that while we're praying or after we pray, during that quiet time, that you feel like a sense of relief. Sometimes you'll feel it in your body. I was praying with a woman a couple of days ago, and after we prayed, she's like, oh my goodness, my shoulders. I can't believe this. I always have tension in my shoulders, and the tension is gone. It's like, well, bless the Lord. That's awesome. She released someone. When we release in the spirit realm, when we release in our soul, it affects our body. It surely does. It's so powerful. So sometimes you'll feel just like an overall sense of relief, release, lightening. Some people will see a picture in their mind's eye. They'll see a picture of something that will minister peace to them. Okay. If you see a picture that's like weird, scary, negative, that is not from the Lord. Okay. I just don't believe that it is. But if you see a picture that just ministers like perspective, compassion, understanding, that's awesome. Awesome possum lemon blossom. Perhaps you hear something. Some people actually audibly hear things. It is not as common as the sense of relief or the picture in their mind's eye, but sometimes somebody will think that they kind of heard something audible. Sometimes they'll actually smell something. They'll be like, oh my gosh, I was just praying to forgive my grandpa and I smell like my grandma's house. And it's like a cellular memory is an incredible thing. And that will minister to them. That'll minister peace to them. It is so powerful. It could be anything. Occasionally there'll even be somebody who's like, they get a taste in their mouth and they'll be like, I can taste, you know, whatever. And it's like, okay, how the Holy Spirit ministers to you is between Holy Spirit and you. I'm just like here, I'm just here to walk you through the process. It's not on me. If you take a friend through this process, it's not on you. It's between the Holy Spirit and them. Leave it there. Drop it. Let it happen. And as a former control freak, I could not have done it that way. And I love it now that I can. And you can too. So if you want to, and even if you don't want to, but you're ready to make a decision about it, I'm going to invite you. Bring into your mind one specific hurtful situation. We don't have to marinate on it for a long time. How about we just go ahead and do the business and deal with the thing, okay? But bring it to mind. Maybe take a big breath through your nose. Hold it for a moment and then let it out through your mouth. Just get yourself relaxed, get your brain oxygenated. And then repeat after me, okay? Heavenly Father, I purpose and choose to release or to forgive, excuse me, to forgive, say the person and what they did. Say it out loud, even if you need to whisper it, okay? Be specific. I release them and cancel their debt to me. In the name of Jesus, I cancel all Satan's authority over me in this memory because it is forgiven and I am free. Holy Spirit, heal my heart and show me the truth about this situation. And now we're just going to be quiet. I'm going to be quiet for about a minute. Just let him minister to you. Okay, so what's happening? What is coming up for you? Are you feeling something? Are you thinking something? Are you having a new thought? Are you feeling something in your body? What's going on? You know, even just doing one prayer like this a day, you will eventually get caught up on the things. And as you begin to work through your list, which don't rush this process, you've got the rest of your life. Hopefully that's going to be a really long time. But as you work through this process, new things will come to mind. Just write them down. Write them down, close the book, step away from the book, go live your life. And then when you can, schedule some time to get alone, be still with the Lord, and let the Holy Spirit minister to you. His perspective. Powerful things happen. I love that. So this is your forgiveness activation. This is it. So I hope that this will become a resource that you will come back to time and again. I hope that this will be a resource that you feel like you can share with your friends, with your kids, with your parents, with your neighbors, maybe your coworkers. Be careful with the coworker thing. Not everybody's ready for this work, but I wish they were. Because if I truly believe this, this is an area that the body of Christ can benefit from so tremendously. And we're not talking about it enough, in my opinion. This is an area that, as I have walked through years and year-long journeys with different clients, they all say the same thing. I did not realize what a big deal forgiveness was. I did not realize how it was holding me back. I did not realize how it was hindering me in my marriage, in my mothering, in my workplace. I did not realize how it was hindering with my parents. You can actually forgive people who've already passed on. Totally. Sometimes we need to. Honestly, if you've lost somebody very dear to you, you literally may need to forgive them for dying. Like, they couldn't control that, right? But in some instances, but most of the time they cannot control that. But if it comes up in you, just write it down and do the work. Just write it down and take it to the Lord and let him minister to you. So I would love to hear from you. I'm serious. This is where I'm inviting you to communicate with me. There will be below in the show notes an email And I would love to hear your story of how God has used this video, this audio, this whatever EO, that how he has used this to encourage you over time, how he is using it to change things or change you in the world around you. I love it. So thank you for being with me here on the Peace, Health, and Joy podcast today. If you would subscribe so you never miss an episode, and if you would leave a review, I would really appreciate that because it helps other people get to find this kind of content. And of course, share it. Please share this if it has blessed you today. I bless you. Hope you have a wonderful week, and I will see you next week. This has been Peace, Health, and Joy with Diana Wallace. Thanks for spending some time with me today. If this episode was encouraging to you, will you please do a couple things? One, leave me a review so other people can find this podcast. And two, subscribe so you never miss an episode. Until we meet again, I'm praying your week ahead is stuffed full with peace, health, and joy.